There's a quiet tension many of us live with, the desire to build something meaningful in our lives and in our career. Also, while building a marriage and a family that actually feels whole. And somewhere in between these deadlines, responsibilities, and expectations, it's easy to start disappearing. Not suddenly, but slowly. In today's episode, I want to talk about the truth about balancing marriage, career, and the family, and how to pursue these three without losing who you are in the process. Hello, and welcome to Truth Talk about Life and Leadership Solutions, a place where I help you navigate life, family, and career in a way that gives you peace and maximizes your potential. My name is Ijoma Anyanwu. So why are marriages out of balance, so to speak, in the first place? You see, the foundation of any structure, any project, any relationship, or anything determines how you will build on it and how strong it will be. For example, if you place two people on a seesaw, you know, seesaw up and down, and one is very heavy and the other is very light, it's going to be difficult to balance that because the difference in the weight is a lot. And that's going to be a problem. And it's the same when we talk about foundation. For example, if you're a Christian and you decide to marry an unbeliever and you tell yourself that, well, I'll fix him up. From the onset, the foundation is already faulty because here you are, light and his darkness. You are from two different kingdoms. The modus operandi of these kingdoms are not the same. Your mindsets are not the same. Values and principles are not the same. It's only a matter of time and you'll find out. Another example is we are all Christians. He or she is just from another church. Now, as innocent as that difference is, it can lead to imbalance in the future. Because although both of you are Christians, you are feeding from different sources. And we all know that you are what you eat. Every church has things they believe, and those things differ one church to another. Traditions they do, besides the core things we do as Christians. So, you may be someone who's been involved in church because you know you have a call on your life, and that one day you'll step into full-time ministry, whether in your home church or on the mission field. Now, the other person you decide to get married to is also in the church, loves the Lord, but believes that he or she is called to serve only in the church and as far as his or her career allows, because for him or her, career is the calling. Now, if you come together, that poses a potential imbalance in the future. Another example is two people love the Lord. They are in the same church or the same organization, but different backgrounds, different cultures. So let's say it's ethnical. One person's background, guys don't do chores. It's the women's responsibilities to see that the meals are cooked, to see that the house is clean, the children are taken care of. The man goes to work and he comes back home and provides for the family. So he marries this lady at church and she is also a career woman. So now she is struggling to care for him, take care of the children, take care of the house, and then ensures that her career is thriving while making sure that she's also doing well personally. These mindsets are not aligned purposefully. So I remember when our two children were young, this is just an example about backgrounds and the way we think. So we were at the discipleship training school, and I had this friend who had two children like we did, and our children played together. And one day she says to me, "Hey, I saw our children playing yesterday and I heard something that was really interesting. She said while they played, her daughter said, "Oh, let's play mom and dad. I'll be the mom and you'll be the dad." That was my son. And as they started playing, she said, "Well, I'm going to wash the clothes." No, my son said, "I will wash the clothes." And she said, "No, I will wash the clothes." And my son said, "I will wash." And she said, "No, in my house, mom washes the clothes. Mom washes the clothes." And he said, "Well, in my house, my daddy also washes the clothes." And they were struggling about that. As she washed them, she realized something, that these children were playing out what they were seeing in the home. So we were raising children with templates from our own lives. It was funny in that moment, but it was something to ponder. So backgrounds can determine how that marriage stands. So let's look at the Bible. The Bible speaks of yoking two animals on a plow, such as Elisha had before he answered the call. Now, typically, two oxen are yoked together using a very heavy wooden beam that rests across their shoulders or their necks, allowing them to pull a plow as a single coordinated team. Now, these animals, they must be similar in height and strength to ensure that the yoke remains balanced. So they are positioned side by side and secured to the yoke, which keeps them moving in unison, sharing the load's weight and ensuring straight, efficient furrows. Now, these animals are also controlled by a farmer using reins. Now, this is the picture of a biblical marriage. Those two oxen represent the husband and wife, the farmer representing God. He knows the work, that's the farmer, because it's his work. And he knows everything about the future. He knows each of us, so he knows how to pair us up. You cannot look at someone now and determine what that person will look like tomorrow. Except God is in the picture. Today, I read God's word. I study God's word. But I remember a time in our marriage, my husband in frustration would say, "We need to study the Bible on this issue," because of the way I would look at the issue. As I applied myself to growth over the years, the story has become different. Today, I'm working on helping others study the Bible because of how it has helped me. So you never know. You can pick a girl or a guy today who is looking all fired up for the Lord, and a few years down the line, you are wondering if you married the devil himself. So only God can determine if you both are at the same height and strength needed to be yoked together in marriage. I know for those of us who are not Christians, you have other ways you can find, but right now, I'm just speaking according to God's blueprint in marriage. Marriage is for purpose, and biblical marriage was instituted for purpose. And that purpose starts with God as individuals, our relationship with Him. That sense of purpose begins when we are singles. Talking about foundations, developing and building yourself up as the Lord guides your path. Since He knows the work He has called you to, He develops you in line with that plan. So through your submission and obedience to Him, He keeps developing you and using you as a single person. And when in the fullness of time, He sees that you are ready to carry more, He yokes you with another son or daughter of His who has also been allowing him or her to work on him or her. And then He continues to guide the both of you. After yoking you together, He guides you to the work and to live for His glory. This is where balance starts in a Christian marriage. Managing your marriage, the family, the career, it all starts from the foundation. And it's upon that foundation that you build. Now, let me say this. No two marriages are the same. You are two unique individuals from different backgrounds, but drawn together for purpose. So maybe you came from a great home, or maybe you didn't. Whatever you learned in your past is still part of what made you who you are today, whether good or bad. Leverage on those resources. The lessons, the skills, mindsets, use them to build your home. Don't try to recreate your parents' home or your pastor or your mentor's home. Both of you should look at what God has done in your life, is doing, and build on that. Your family, your career, build those as the Lord leads. We are not clones. We have different gifts, graces, abilities. Talk about those things even before the marriage foundations. Discuss, guided by principles from God's word, principles of life, principles of good values, what you would love your home to look like. Talk about it. Plan together. Pray together about things. Be on the same page with each other and with God. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you are from, or who you were. If you start on the right foundation and you continue building on those foundations with good principles, biblical principles, and you keep at it, you can have a great marriage. Because what God calls success for your home is not that you perfectly balance out all things, but that the two of you are and are doing in your marriage and in your family, in your calling or career, what He positioned you to do together, what He yoked you to do. So what's the truth about balancing marriage, career, and family without losing yourself in the process? It is that, one, life cannot be split into perfect equal parts. Personal life, 25%. Your marriage, 25%. Family, 25%. Career, 25%. There isn't such a thing as a neat formula for life, for real life. Because in your life and in your marriage, there are different phases and seasons, and they all require different involvements and challenges. Now, what life looks like when it's just you and your spouse is different than when the children begin to grow up, or even when you start having children. Balance is knowing what can wait and what should never be traded. Balance involves being intentional in making time to stay connected with each other. It's being aware that career needs discipline, but it must not become the master. Balance is making room to breathe, think, pray, recover, and stay whole. Another factor is your identity. Now, this is where a lot of time the issue comes from. You must know who you are beyond the roles in your marriage, so you are not defined by what you do, but by who you are at the core. Now, that goes back to the foundation. Who you were before the marriage. Who you were groomed to be, because roles can change. They can expand or even be taken away. Some change with the seasons, but your identity should remain stable and anchored in Christ. Because you are not only a spouse or a parent, you are not just a worker or a leader. Those are expressions of life, not foundations. They are not your foundation. Your identity must be deeper than your assignment, because if your sense of self is built on what you do, you will feel lost, empty, or unstable whenever those roles shift or become overwhelming. But when your identity is clear and rooted in God from the very beginning, you can engage fully in your responsibilities without being consumed or defined by them. Seasons come and they go, but you remain. Now let me add, many of us go into marriage and we are young. We are immature about many things. So we are not saying that when you enter marriage, everything is perfect. No. What we are saying is that you enter marriage as one who is continuously growing and maturing. Somebody who is ready to be better, because that's what God expects of us. And that's what life expects of us. You can't expect good when you are not ready to grow. You are not ready to change. No. That's why working on your identity, who you are, matters. So whether you do it before marriage, which is best, or whether in this marriage you come to discover yourself, if you haven't done it before, it's important that you get that settled, because that will help keep the marriage where it needs to be. It will keep it stable and moving forward. So balancing your family, your career, without losing yourself will happen as you continue to give the right attention to the right things at the right time in the season that you are in, without neglecting what matters most, and without betraying your values. Again, this is only possible through God's help and the cooperation between the both of you. When you keep reminding yourselves that the union is about fulfilling God's purpose and not about any one person, it will help you roll up your sleeve, get down, and do what needs to be done to move this marriage forward. And like I said, it doesn't happen overnight, nor will it always be a smooth process. We are humans, and sometimes we take time to learn. But when you both remain committed to the marriage and to this assignment that brought you together, you won't be talking about balance. Because when you look back years later, you will see that all those situations and circumstances were not really balanced. You were still able to do far more than you expected. You may not do everything perfectly, but you can live intentionally and lead from wholeness. There is a saying that illiteracy in the 21st century is not that you didn't go to school. It's that you are not wanting to unlearn, to relearn. So even though you may have started with different mindsets, different worldview, because we are all Christians, we keep renewing our minds to keep growing. But as you grow, be willing to change. That's what helps balance. It's not perfection. It's about two people who are committed to growth and progress. Now, if you are out there and you are trying to hold everything together with strength, and you are trying very hard to balance your personal life, balance your marriage, balance family, balance career, and at the same time, you are managing the expectations from the larger society, I'm sure you're looking good on the outside. You may be looking like you are making progress, but you know that you are already tired. And if you are not, you're eventually going to get tired. You're going to feel stressed, disconnected, and feel like you're quietly disappearing. Because the real issue is not just about being busy, trying to make sure nothing is, you know, nothing imperfect, nothing. No, it's about not losing yourself while trying to keep others alive. And that's something you can't do alone. You need God. You need help from the one who instituted marriage in the first place. So yes, it's possible to care for your marriage, your family, and your calling without disappearing. You can do it if you commit to growth and progress. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this very delicate matter that we've just talked about. Lord, there is so much to be said on this. But Lord, I pray that just with this foundation, that you speak to hearts out there who are struggling to make everything go perfectly, struggling for everything to be on this balance, this equilibrium. Holy Spirit, I pray that these words will bring wisdom and that these words will bring liberty, that these words will bring a sense of commitment, direction, and focus in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your own commitment to see that our marriages work, because it's not about us, it's about your glory. And so I pray for every person who's listening, for that marriage where they are struggling to get things moving the way they ought to. Lord, I ask that you will step in with the word. You will step in with counsel, Lord, that will guide them to get things where things need to be. Lord, where there are wounds, Lord, I speak healing. And I ask and I speak recovery, Lord, that they bounce back, Lord, and continue or get in alignment with the direction that you have prepared for that marriage. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us and for answering more than we've asked. In Jesus' name, amen. If this talk has blessed you, I want you to take a moment and honestly ask yourself, where in my life am I showing up but slowly losing myself? And if you need help creating healthier patterns to strengthen your marriage, your family life, and your career, I would love to support you through coaching. You can visit my website at www.ijomamanyaun.com. If this episode encouraged you, please like and follow. Also comment. I would love to hear your thoughts. Also share it with someone who needs it. And if you are on YouTube, please like and subscribe, comment below. I would love to hear which part spoke to you the most. Until our next talk, remember, you are not created to hold everything together by falling apart yourself. Bye-bye for now.